Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. This is the year that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We make a choice to rejoice and in a loud voice and be glad in this new year. Thank you, Lord God, for this new year. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Glory to God. Pastor Mom is sitting here with us, and we just welcome everyone here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you this first Sunday in 2022. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us
our trespasses as we forgive
those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
yes,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, we thank God this morning. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Mom this morning being all chipper and looking all bright. This morning, hallelujah, we thank God for each and every one of you being here today with us. Let's go to our scripture this morning. This is the King James Version, hallelujah. We're going to read Psalm 100 together. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We're going to read it out loud together. I know I can't hear you and you can't hear me, but God hears us all. Amen. So let's read Psalm 100 King James Version, the whole Psalm 1 through 5. Let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go to Psalm 34. We're going to magnify the Lord together. Amen. Psalm 34. Praise God. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. And we're going to read it aloud together. Like I said, you can't hear, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. And we're going to read it aloud together. Amen. That's Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, magnifying the Lord together. Hallelujah. Let's read. Psalm 34, let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Those of you who have been with us, you know that we've been learning how to magnify the Lord together. We've been given a challenge by the Lord to find the names of God. Hallelujah. From A to Z. And, you know, like the Lord is our strong creator. He is the Lord most high. He's the Lord my master. He's the Lord my banner, the Lord my healer. And so we've been spending some time really over the past year, and this is a challenge and an assignment that could last us the rest of our life. And then when we get to heaven, some more, amen. So we've been looking up the names of Jesus from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. We lift up any kind of technical issues right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your peace over each and every technical issue, even right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So we have been looking up the name of God. Hallelujah. And from A to Z, and today, when it comes time to have our tag team preaching, if you have discovered a name of the Lord that you want to just talk about today, amen, that would be awesome if you could do that today. Also, prepare yourself for later to be able to bring a word this morning by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, bring a word this morning. Hallelujah. You can have a scripture, a topic, and then you can preach for 5 minutes. You can also read a devotional. That's what I'm going to do this morning. I have a devotional that blessed me. And so I'm going to read that today. So if you'd like to do that, that's fine. If you want to talk about the names of God, that's fine. If you want to preach for 5 minutes, but you have 5 minutes to bless the Lord today. You can even give a testimony for 5 minutes today. Hallelujah. And that would be a great, great blessing. Amen. So now, like I said, we're going to magnify the Lord. And the other day I woke up and I was thinking of a song that magnifies the Lord. And I'm telling you, I have not thought about this song in particular for at least maybe 15 or 20 years. And I heard it in California at Pastor Price's church years ago. The choir would sing this song, and it just blessed me all over again. And it talks about the Lord. It magnifies the Lord. And so we're going to hear that this morning. And it's called Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
And power.
Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He is wonderful.
Where are the altos? Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God.
That is wonderful.
Where are the soprano singers? Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All the tenors, come on. With the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight.
Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Thank you. salvation and glory. Honor and power. He's wonderful. Shout to the Lord tonight. Shout to the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, wisdom and power be to the Lord our God. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. Yes, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. So we have some more names and attributes that we can magnify the Lord with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just praise and glorify his name right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I hope some of you, I hope all of you are accepting that challenge from the Lord, hallelujah, to just be able to magnify him and glorify him more and more. Amen, amen. That's a lifetime assignment. That's a fun lifetime assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into our declarations now. Thank you, Lord God. We're going to go into our declarations. Now, we're going to do a different declaration today than the ones that we usually do. And we're going to, this is a declaration over our year. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me read our scriptures. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So this declaration is filled, it's chock full of the word of God. Amen. So let's do the declaration together. Amen. Let's start off, put your hand on your stomach. Amen. We're going to start with our hands on our stomach. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your belly. And repeat after me. Out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow.
Shall flow.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Of living water.
Living water.
I prophesy.
I prophesy. That this is.
My year.
My year.
Of double fold.
Of double fold.
Increase.
Increase.
I will increase.
I will increase.
And not decrease.
And not decrease.
Lack.
Lack.
Delays.
Delays.
And uncertainties.
And uncertainties.
Are no longer.
Are no longer.
Part of my life.
Part of my life.
I am walking.
I am walking.
In the abundant life.
In the abundant life.
I have.
I have.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I have all things.
I have all things.
That pertain.
That pertain.
To life.
Life
and godliness,
and godliness,
which includes good health,
prosperity,
long life,
my God-given spouse,
a successful marriage, that's for all the married people, good relationship. Godly children. Provision. Protection. Joy. Peace.
Health.
Happiness.
And rest.
On every side. In Jesus' name. This is my year.
Of manifestation.
What I could not have.
In the past.
I have it now.
I have it now.
every blessing.
Every blessing.
From my Heavenly Father.
From my Heavenly Father.
Who is.
Who is.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
My God.
My God.
Who more.
Who more.
It, who is more.
Who is more.
Than enough.
Than enough.
And I am overdue.
I am overdue.
For.
For.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
In my life.
In my life.
Speedily.
Speedily.
There are no.
There are no.
Obstructions.
Obstructions.
In the heavenly realm.
In the heavenly realm.
And pathways.
And pathways.
Of my blessing.
Of my blessing.
Every mountain.
Every mountain.
Is removed.
Is removed.
And cast.
And cast.
Into the sea.
In the sea.
There are no limits.
There are no limits.
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
Preventing me.
Preventing me.
From fulfilling.
Fulfilling.
My destiny.
My destiny.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Lord.
Let your will.
Let your will.
Be done.
Be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is.
As it is.
In heaven.
In heaven.
I decree that God's will,
that God's will
is
done
in my life,
in my life,
just as it is,
just as it is,
in heaven,
in heaven.
Devil,
devil,
take
your hand
off my stuff,
off my stuff.
Take
your hand
off my family,
off my family,
my children,
my children,
my finances,
my family,
my health,
my health,
my wealth,
my wealth,
my friends,
my friends,
my businesses,
my business,
my ministry,
my ministry,
my investment,
my investment,
my career,
my career,
my education.
My profession.
My property.
My property.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I decree. Restoration.
Restoration.
Of everything.
Of everything.
That the devil.
That the devil.
Has stolen.
Has stolen.
From me.
From me.
And my family.
And my family.
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
In every.
In every.
Stagnant.
Area of my life.
My territory.
My territory.
And my sphere of influence.
And my sphere of
influence. Is being enlarged.
Is being enlarged.
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
That doors.
That doors.
That were once shut.
That were once shut.
Have now been opened.
Has now been opened.
For me.
For me.
I declare.
I declare.
I have access.
I have access
to new doors,
to new doors
of opportunities
and new shows,
scholarships,
scholarship,
sponsorship, promotion,
promotion,
mentorship,
mentorship,
new
employment,
opportunity,
opportunity,
resourceful,
resourceful,
partners,
partners,
asset,
asset,
profit making. Business opportunities. A thousandfold.
A thousandfold.
Increase.
Increase.
On every.
On every.
Investment.
Investment.
Multiple streams.
Multiple streams.
Of income.
Of income.
Positive.
Positive.
Cash flow.
Cash flow.
Divine.
Divine.
Strategy.
Strategy.
Ideas.
Ideas.
Invention.
Invention.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. A thousandfold.
A thousandfold.
Increase.
Increase.
In every.
In
investment. I reap.
I reap.
A harvest.
A harvest.
Of what I sow.
Of what I sow.
In the same year.
Yes.
On every.
On every.
Financial.
Financial.
Seed.
Seed.
Tithe.
Tithe.
And offering.
And offering.
I
receive
my due harvest.
My due harvest.
For every need.
For every need.
And charitable.
And charitable.
Donation.
Donation.
Hallelujah. Beginning now.
Beginning now.
I am presented.
I am
With new life.
With new life.
Changing opportunity.
Changing opportunity.
And the much-awaited change.
And the much-awaited change.
I have prayed for.
I have prayed
for. It's coming my way.
It's coming my way.
Today.
Today.
This change.
This change.
It's propelling my life.
It's propelling my life.
To new levels.
To new levels.
And a new dimension.
To a new dimension.
This change is setting me
ahead.
There's a shift
happening
in my mind and in the spirit realm.
And in the spirit realm.
So that I am in alignment, with God's plan.
And purpose
for my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And as the word of God says, that when we declare and decree a thing, it is established. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you caught that. I hope you jumped into it. I hope you were fully engaged in it. Hallelujah. Because as you spoke it out, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. And hey, if you missed any of it, this has been archived. All you have to do is Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Just Google it, and this broadcast will show up. Hallelujah. It's our January 2nd broadcast, and you can repeat that again. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to get ready to have our communion. I pray that you all have your communion elements ready. We have ours sitting right here. We have our juice and our cracker sitting here. You get your juice, cracker, your juice, and some bread, your water, some bread. Amen. But just get communion elements prepared to take communion together on this first Sunday of this wonderful year that the Lord has made. Amen.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Sound like you convince it. There is power, power, yes it is. It's in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and say it. Say. You know this, isn't it? And there is healing.
Healing.
Yeah. It's in the blood.
In the blood.
You can find it in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's healing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the
blood.
And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is
scripture in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. Pastor Mom?
After the same manner as he took and the cup, and when he had severed the cup is in the
Amen. Hold on a moment, Pastor Mom. I'm going to read a little bit, and then you read this part right here. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take it. Right here.
Yeah. Take, eat, and
this is my body.
This is my body. Until.
Yeah, I know you're trying to focus your eye.
Yeah.
Which is broken for you.
For you.
This do
to remember me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. This do in remembrance of me. And we just thank God right now that Pastor Mom's eyes are healed, and the scar tissue has been healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. 1 Corinthians 11 and 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup
when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Verse 30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come together in your name, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. You said if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that even though we're all in different places, we're still gathered together in your name. And so we thank you for being in the midst. Lord, as we prepare to take communion in remembrance of you, Lord God, we examine ourselves. We ask you right now to forgive us for all of our sins, Lord God. Hallelujah. The things that we have done, the things that we've left undone, the things that we've said, the thoughts that we've thought, every part of our lives that have missed the mark, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word in 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and you are just to forgive us of all our sins, and then to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you, Lord God, as we examine ourselves and ask for forgiveness of our sins, that you have forgiven our sins because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we're in that process of being cleansed from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And the only way that we can come and partake of this communion today is by your blood. It was the blood. It is the blood. Hallelujah. Who's cleansing us, that's cleansing us right now. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. And Lord, even as we are partaking of your body and your blood, we thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord God, for healing. And bodies that need healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name. Your healing, your health, and your wholeness. Any kind of symptoms, we speak to every sinus symptoms, body aches and pain symptoms. Anyone diagnosed with as COVID positive, we're praying over them right now, and this communion is also called the meal that heals. Hallelujah. And so we thank you as we partake of your body and blood, this meal shall heal us. Hallelujah. By your spirit, by your blood, we give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to take our communion elements. We're going to take the bread or the cracker first. We're lifting it up before the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your body that was broken for us. And we all, in remembrance of him. And now we take the blood of Jesus, your juice, your water, whatever you have. And Lord God, we thank you right now that this is your blood that was shed for us, for each and every one of us. And we drink it now in remembrance of you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I see the Lord just in bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything I'm perceiving that he's taking care of some post-nasal drip in the name of Jesus in that area where you can feel it at the top of your mouth, the other side of the top of your mouth in the name of Jesus. We bless your name for doing that right now. Any sinus conditions, I see that he's working on sinus conditions, that they're being healed up right now. Hey. Amen. Somebody's throat just cleared up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody that just had mucus, feeling like mucus all in your throat, just got cleared out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. All in the ear area, the ear, nose, and the throat. Hallelujah. We see you moving and doing it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is touching someone's knees right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bringing healing, health, and wholeness, taking the pain out of those knees right now, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus and all that it stands for. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And I hear some, I perceive it by the Spirit of the Lord, and I hear somebody say, my back, my back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord says, yes, I hear you. I'm touching your back right now in the name of Jesus, all from the small of the back. Thank you, Lord God, taking out all of the stress that has gathered in the small of your back right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. That pain that's been at the base of your back, it's in the small of your back, is coming out now in the name of, right now, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And then even any muscle pains going up your back, hallelujah, on the sides. And going up your back in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and hallelujah. I see him just touching the hip joint area right now in Jesus' name, taking all pain out of those hip joints in Jesus' name. That when you stand up, you can stand up easily without pain and be steadied as you stand up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You're moving right now by your Spirit as only you can in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Going all into the lungs, causing the breathing to be clear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I still see him working on that back at the same time, all up the spinal column, all into the neck area. Thank you for doing it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Only you can do it like that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. Praise and glory right now. Hallelujah. Yes, lungs and respiratory system. Hallelujah. Just coming alive and opening up and breathing, being clear and easy. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. You are the Lord that healeth thee. You are the Lord our healer. Hallelujah. It's your blood, our blood, and goes into every cell, organ, and tissue of our body. Just like the communion elements we just took, hallelujah, is going to be digested and going into our bodies. The very blood of Jesus is going in, hallelujah, to every cell, organ, and tissue, bringing healing, health, and wholeness, purging what needs to be purged out in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those who came on late, well, we just took communion, praise God, and we're getting ready to go into our time of giving and praying over our finances, and then we'll go into our sermons for today, because today is tag team preaching day. Amen. So if you have a scripture, a topic, you can give it, and you can preach for 5 good minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you could tell your testimony. Amen. You can read your devotional. If you have a devotional, if you read it and it just blessed you and you want to share it with us, this is the time you can share it with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you got a word for 2022? You can release that here too. We're going to be doing that next month on our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. But you can release that word if the Lord leads you to do it. You have 5 minutes to do that today as well. In the name of Jesus. You want to talk about the names and attributes of the Lord and share your list with us? You can do that as well. You can say a scripture. Pastor Mom is going to say a scripture that she has memorized. Amen. So you can do that. We just want to give you an opportunity to share with us what the Lord has shared in your heart. Hallelujah. We want to give you 5 minutes to be able to do that today. Amen. So let the Lord use you. Let the Lord lead you with that. You know, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and Get 'Em Radio, you know, what we're a teaching ministry and a helping someone to grow kind of ministry. Amen. So that you can go to the next dimension in the Lord and in ministry. And so we're giving you that opportunity on a Sunday morning. Now, that doesn't usually happen in a lot of different places, but it happens here. So I just encourage each and every one of you to take advantage of that by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go to our finances. We have been praying over our finances and making these financial declarations, or really prayers over our finances, same thing, declarations over them as well. And we have seen changes. And I always say, if you have a testimony about it, you know, let us know. Press your number one key. We want to hear testimonies to see, because we know God is doing something. And if you've been blessed with a whole lot of money, you don't have to tell us the details. Just give God the glory. Amen. Okay. So we're going to pray our prayer over finances. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Then be in charge of them.
And use them. For your purpose. May I be a good steward.
A good steward.
Of all
that
you give me. And walk in total agreement. As to how
it's to be used.
I pray that I learn
to live free
of burdensome
debt.
Where I have not been wise. Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Show me.
How I can help.
Increase. My finances. And not decrease. Them unwisely. Help me. To remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you. May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work I do. And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroy
it. All wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not
be anxious
about finances.
But will seek
your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need.
According to Luke
12
and
verse 31.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Oh, let me tell you first, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. Number one is through Cash App. We have a Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. And many of you have been giving in that way. That's awesome. Thank you. $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door. If you're in the Heritage House, we're at 2E. You can give in that way. And you can give also through the mail and make your check payable to ESLCCC. 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Hallelujah. I wanted to say that, and I'm going to talk about this first before anything even happens, that some things have changed, and some of you may be going through this who are renters, that after what happened in 2020 and some in 2021 where people are not able to pay their rent, then rent is going higher in apartments. And we have been told that under certain circumstances that our rent will go up 20% in February. So I want to say a prayer as we, you know, we're praying over our finances. If anyone has gone, or if you're going through that, and the people are trying to raise your rent, we pray over you right now. Those who are going through and were not able to pay their rent, we're praying over that right now, that God, and we put it all in the Lord's hands. Hallelujah. And I know you've done that, so we join our faith together with you as well. We just thank you, Lord God, for the finances. Hallelujah. To be able to pay whatever comes our way, to be able to pay that you provide, and you have provided already for it. And so we give you praise and glory and honor, and we thank you even in advance. And as we just pray, we will not be anxious over finances. Hallelujah. But whatever needs to be paid, you will put it in our hands to pay it. And then for those of us who are looking for a home and who no longer want to rent but to own a home, we thank you, Lord God, for opening those doors in this 2022. And as we prayed earlier that some doors didn't seem to be open in 2021, but they are open now in 2022 and for your glory. So we thank you for that, Lord God, that you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And we bless you for that. And now, Lord God, we pray over those who are tithing today. You said that if we would try and test you on this and give 10%, hallelujah, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. That's an overflow. Those are overflow blessings. So we thank you for that right now. And you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. In the name of Jesus, so our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. In the name of Jesus. We also thank you, Lord Father God, for those who are giving offerings today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Yes, yes, yes. Overflow again. In the name of Jesus. So if you're giving tithes and offerings, you got overflow on top of overflow in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for it right now. And Lord, we thank you that we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like you, Jesus. Nobody, no, nobody. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. We're going to play another song, giving God some glory here. And then we're going to go to Pastor Mom, who is going to be our first person to bring the word today. Amen. And our tag team preaching. Anybody else, begin to press your number one key. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Whoa. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you all so much. All right. Hallelujah. So we're going to play this song, a part of it anyway. And the song is, I keep hearing this in my spirit, awesome. It's He Can Move Mountains. And then we'll be back and we'll start with our tag team preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. We got quite a few tag team preachers today. Glory to God. Stay on. Be right back. God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on,
our God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Give
strength where I've been weak.
Forever
he'll reign.
Come on, say
my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
Come on, if you know he's
awesome,
say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Come on, so
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. He is awesome. Hallelujah. And he's all that and more. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to start with our tag team preaching right now. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that your presence is here right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you that there's such a flow of all of these who are going to be speaking today, Lord God. It's a wonderful flow by your spirit, Lord God, as if everybody talked to each other. And just on one accord, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me just tell you who's going to be speaking. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Go to Minister Joy. Glory to God. Minister Amber. Minister Faye. Minister Mary. Pastor Mark. Sister Joanne. And Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Unless anyone else has anything. And I'm going to do a shout out to Minister Rachel, Pastor Catherine. Shout out to you. Good to have you here with us today. Amen. And good to have you here with us as well, Elder Terry and Elder Rochella. Praise God. Good to have you guys on the line with us today. Now, if the Lord gives any of you guys a word, you know, we will have time. Because everybody will take about 5 minutes or less. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Mom, morning. Pastor Mom is going to be reciting from memory Psalm 23. Amen. So Pastor Mom, Psalm 23.
Psalm 23.
The Lord is?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to pastures of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me.
Thou preparest.
Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointed.
Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup ran over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen, Pastor Paul. Amen. This is the year, Lord willing, that Pastor Mom's going to be 90 years old, young, 90 years young. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's good to hear her. Amen. Say the 23rd Psalm from memory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open the line now for Minister Joy. Praise God. Welcome.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we do hear you very well. Good morning.
Happy New Year's to all.
Amen. Thank you.
The title of today's message is Empty Your Suitcase.
Okay.
Today's Bible reading comes from John 1:1-14. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. In Latin American cultures and other cultures, mothers usually buy souvenirs, saying, as gifts to their relatives. Whenever they go on a trip, the funny thing of all is that they use their bags to transport all of that too, regardless of the amount of space. Although it might be funny to think about, in reality, it is that it can be a bit uncomfortable at times. There are so many things for others to fit into their suitcase that you end not having much space for what you really need. The same happens with the suitcase of your life. We are dragging baggage filled with things from previous experiences. We carry many objects that make the suitcase heavy, and even worse, that takes away space for what we really need to carry. What should we remove to make room? It may be a past situation that has hindered us from trying again. Perhaps it is doubt that does not allow us to move forward. A hurtful word towards us that we can't, that we have kept in our hearts. It's important to know that we are not obligated to carry these things since they don't belong to us. They belong to the past. How about we leave them there? We need to make room for all the good that God wants to give us this year. Those new experiences and lessons, those new peoples, those new achievements. To have a blessed year is necessary to make room for blessings. I know it's hard to hope for the best when we look back and remember all of the bad things that happened. But remember that God can make everything work for the better. Today is a new opportunity to live differently, to live by faith, and not fear, to accept, the faith and not fear, to accept and let go and move on. It's a lady named Michelle. She was facing many challenges, carrying lots of baggage from when she was growing up in the Philippines. But she always loved words and found comfort in them. Then one day, while attending a university, she read the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and her stone heart stirred. She felt like someone was saying, yes, you love words, and guess what? There is an eternal word, one who can cut through the darkness now and always, a word on flesh, a word who can love you back. She was reading the gospel that begins with the words that would have reminded John readers of the opening of Genesis in the beginning. It says in John 1:1-14, I'm reading from the CEV Bible. It says, in the beginning was the one who was called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with the Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him. And his life gave life to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't the light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was the world, but no one knew him. Through God had made the world with his word, he came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet some people accepted him and put their faith in him. So he gave them the right to be the children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desire. God himself was the one who made them his children. The word became a human being and lived there, here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the one and only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all of the truth of God have to come down to us. It says John sought to show that Jesus was not only with God at the beginning of time, but was God. And his living word became a man and made his dwelling among us. Further, those who receive him, believing his name, become his children. Michelle embraced God's love that day and was born of God. She credits God for saving her from all her past baggage, her family patterns of addiction. And now she writes about the good news of Jesus, delighting in sharing her words about the living word. Carry a suitcase full of hope, love, joy, peace, and patience, and dreams. Let's leave behind what has only been a burden and observe how God's help us fill up with what is really worth it. I already packed my suitcase for the trip. What are you waiting for? If we're believers in Christ, we can share God's message and his love. As we begin 2022, what grace-filled words can we speak this year? I have a prayer. It says, Jesus, give me the words to speak that I might bless someone with your grace. New year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Joy. Yeah, we're going to empty those suitcases and not bring that that baggage into 2022. Amen. Minister Amber, welcome.
Hello, everyone, and happy blessed New Year. I'm going to be reading from a devotional. And the title of the word today is Using Our Gifts to Glorify Our Ultimate Gift Givers. That is using our gifts to glorify our ultimate gift givers. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. Imagine it's your birthday today, and your best friend really outdid herself with her present to you. It's something you never thought you would to ask for, but it so resonates with your heart in a way that makes you feel known, loved, and understood. Now, also imagine a couple months later, the gift is still wonderful as if the day you unwrapped it, but the gift giver and you aren't as close anymore. You think about the gift, you dreamt about the gift, and enjoy the gift more than the best friend who gave it to you. When we look at this from this perspective, we was like, something's not right. How can we forget that the gift we love so much wouldn't even exist without the generosity and love of the gift giver? But this is how sometimes we treat God. James 1:17 says, God gives us every good and perfect gift. Our talents and our passions are gifts in our lives from our God, our Savior, who cares for us. The gifts, the good things God gives us are ways for us to enjoy life in his presence. And we should never elevate our gift over him, but we should glorify God first above all else. The purpose of our gift is to help us know the ultimate gift giver, our Father God. God didn't randomly distribute our talents and our passions. He gave those things to us because he knew how they would make us feel, how we would use them, and what those things will awaken us, and how those things will remind us of how much he loves us. The gifts God gives to each of us are incredibly diverse. None of us are gifted with exactly the same things in exactly the same way. They reflect the creativity, care, and knowledge of our divine gift givers. The purpose of our gifts is to lead us further into an enjoyable relationship with our Father God. Have you ever thought of your gifts as a method of worship? They can be. If you love nature, spend time with outside and keep watch for the ways God will show up. If you're a creative person, enjoy your creativity and ask God to help you with the creativity. If business and numbers are more your thing, go all in. Listen to praise music with your calculating route. God is pleased to do that work with us. And watch for the ways God will nudges our hearts as we lean into the talents and strengths and glorifying him in the process. The purpose of our gift is to give us a way to share our gifts to the rest of the world and glorify God above all else. Our talents and gifts haven't been given to us so we can hoard them and keep them hidden from others, but we should use them to show people in our lives how wonderful our Father God is and bless others unconditionally out of the abundance of our gifts and show them how they are equally loved and gifted by our Creator as well. In what ways do you think you've been uniquely gifted by God? What gifts, talents, and passions do you have that resonate with the purpose you believe God has given you? How will you worship God as you embrace your gift? I have a prayer for us today. It says, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the unique gifts, talents, and passions that you've given me. I'm grateful for the unique ways you put me together, body, mind, heart, and spirit. Help me to glorify you over everything that you've given me. Father God, please don't let me bury any of the talents that you've given me, but help me to multiply them for your great purpose and for your glory. And the last statement I have is, my heart will flourish and thrive when I enjoy my relationship with God, embracing the gifts and talents he's given me and letting them teach me more about his great heart and knowing that he should get all the glory at all times. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Using our gifts to bless the ultimate gift giver. What devotional was that from, Amber?
It is called Be Strong and Take Heart.
Okay. But be strong and take heart. Okay. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Faye. Praise God.
Good morning,
welcome,
everyone.
Minister. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Mine is about Emmanuel with us, and it's a testimony because truly Emmanuel was with me. I ended up having stomach pain and had to be off from work. I was unable to tolerate any food except for cereal and milk. Later on, I would try to eat a little vegetables. I couldn't tolerate that. I tried meat. I couldn't tolerate that. My stomach would swell if I didn't eat every 2 hours. So after that, I was able to get medication for free. The Lord made a way for that. Medication for stomach acid. And my son asked me, well, how are you going to make it if you can't work? Well, the Lord made a way. I had a vacation check. I had one full paycheck.
Hallelujah.
And I had one income. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I had one income tax check. Oh, yeah, no, no, see. I know it was God because I was too sick to think or even care. At the end of the month, I started feeling better, and I was able to eat a little bit more food and go out and look for another job. But before I did, I prayed first, and the very first place I went, I got hired. After that, I went to the doctor to see what was wrong with me. He gave me an upper GI and a lower GI, and he found that at the end of my esophagus, there was a web-like structure that was obstructing my swallowing. So he removed that.
Mm.
So I felt better, and I went on my way. But about a week after that, I started having pain after I'd eat, and it would be right in the center of my chest. Well, I said, I don't want to be a crybaby, so I'll wait a little while. It's just from the trauma of what he did. And so after that, it never did go away. So I asked the church for prayer. And upon their praying for me, it went away and hasn't come back to this day. And when I started, like I said, when I started back to work, okay, after that, the Lord, he just blessed me. But the name of my thing is Emmanuel, God with us. It was Isaiah 7:14 where he talked about Emmanuel coming. And in Matthew 1:18, he talks, Matthew talks about how that Mary up and she became pregnant by the Holy Ghost. But truly I can say, don't discount Emmanuel with you. Emmanuel with us. The E-L part means God, and the other part means with. Emmanuel with us. So he was definitely with me. So when the hard times come, just remember Emmanuel.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, was that a recent occurrence when that happened?
No, it wasn't a recent occurrence. It's been some years ago.
Okay. It's still a good testimony. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing it. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Minister Mary. Praise God. We're opening up your line now. Welcome. You got your mute on? Mary? Hello? Okay. We'll come back to you. All right. Make sure your mute is off. Okay. Pastor Mark. Praise the Lord. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Love everybody.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. Amen. There's a word from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. So there is no rock like our God. There is no rock like our God. And the Lord placed that on my heart, and all I could think about was the old song, Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, my righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the welling flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sounds, oh, may I then in him be found, my righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before his throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I happen to have that song queued up. How about that?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground.
Pastor Mark, I'm just as surprised at you as you are that I had that queued up. I have hundreds of songs, and the Lord just, he said, just look it up, see if it's on here, and there it was. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Mark, for sharing. Hallelujah. On Christ the solid, huh?
I just said amen.
Amen. Amen. You were finished, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We have Pastor Price and then Minister Rachel, and then we have you, Sister Joanne. Praise God. Pastor Price, welcome.
Glory to God, Apostle. Happy New Year's to you and Pastor Mom again today and to all the precious saints in their respective places. What a glorious morning this has been. I didn't keep all the notes because I had to go to the bathroom, but I came back out. But I did enjoy all of the messages. If you asked me to do a recap of it or review, I wasn't able to write down everybody, but I listened to every single one. So I praise God for each one of you all today. And what wonderful words today and every part of the service today. I praise God for each and every one of you today. Glory to God. As I just come today, I want to thank God that one of the things that I've been saying every time that I can is about the goodness of the Lord. Isaiah said in the Word of God that in the year that King Uzziah died, that he saw the Lord, that the Lord was high and lifted up and his train filled the temple. I can say in the year after my husband went to be with the Lord, this last year of 2021, I've always known of his goodness, because the greatness of his goodness is in that he gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift anybody could have. He said, greater love hath no man than he would lay down his life for his friends. And so he showed, has always shown us his goodness and kindness. And in the time that of all of 2021, God just extended his goodness unto me and unto my family and unto us in so many ways, in his comfort, to give us daily, moment by moment, comfort. Sometimes I've looked at people on Facebook whose loved ones had been gone 8 or 9 years and 10 years or even some many more years, and they would post things about them online, and I would say, well, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? Their loved one's been gone. Aren't they over? Sometimes I didn't say it like that, but I think sometimes in my mind I would think, aren't they over this? Oh, but, you know, they talk about somebody having empathy, or to be able to really understand. And when this time, I watched all last year as each moment, every hour, every day of last year was one that I had to let God do what he does best. And his goodness was manifested unto me and unto our family. And I thank God, and it gives me more empathy, it gives me more understanding, it gives me more love to understand and to be able to encourage the hearts of those whose loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. So the word that God has given for me today is a very simple one. It's part of one scripture, one psalm, and the other is another psalm. And there's just two psalms, Psalms 145 and verse 7 through 9. This is a very, very special psalm to me. Verse 7 through 9 says, everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation, thanking the Lord for his good and goodness and for his tender mercy and amazing grace. Then Psalms 136, which is a very familiar scripture to each one of us, the King James Bible says that his mercy endureth forever. In the Living Bible, and I'll be reading this from the Living Bible, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. He hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, his faithful love endures forever. And Og, but king of Bashan, his faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. Verse 23 says, he remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. And verse 26, the last verse says, give thanks to the Lord, to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. God bless each one of you. And again, happy blessed New Year's to all. God bless you. I'm finished, Apostle.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I think that was just all of these are really good for the first of the year, but just to read that scripture, the 145 and from 136, especially 136, this such a blessing on the first Sunday of the year. Amen, of a new year. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Okay. So, Mary, hold on a second.
Mary.
I got your text. Let's try it again and see if your line will open. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there you go.
You can hear me?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Great. I couldn't get it to unmute the first time.
I just
wanted to give a testimony and just thank the Lord for all that he has brought us through, for bringing us through 2020 and 2021 and keeping us all safe. You know, I just saw how the Lord just brought my family through, dealing with the coronavirus. When my son Lindell was tested positive, and he lives in Ohio, and we here in Memphis, and we wanted to take care of him, but we were far away. And in situations like that, it's nothing that you could do but trust God. And he had fallen out of his bed onto the floor, and he couldn't get up. So he called the paramedics to help him to get up, and he wanted to go to the hospital. They wouldn't take him to the hospital because there was no beds available. So
Wow. All
I could do was just trust God and to pray. That's all I could do, mm-hmm. was believe God. So I trusted God and I began to pray. And God told me in my spirit, he says, by this time tomorrow, he will turn the corner and he will begin to heal. And just as the Lord had said that, I got up, I told my husband, because we were going to try to travel to Ohio, and the Lord said, no, don't go. But he sent the spirit ahead of us, and he healed him. And just as sure as the Lord had said that, he came through, and the next day he was fine. He was up walking around, talking, doing everything normal, and I praise God for that. But I just seen God bring us through so many different times, and even now, the last few days, our family has been going through some symptoms, and the Lord was telling me to yet trust him, just to trust him, and don't look at the symptoms, don't look at anything, but to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, sometimes that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done. But what the Lord impressed upon me is that his burdens are easy and his yoke is light. So
Amen. Trusting
him means to rely, really to rely on him and not just your own self and not your own understanding, but to rely on him. So our family is doing well. All is well with us. And I just want to thank the Lord for bringing us through, and just continue to pray that all of us will will go forward and continue to grow in strong faith in the Lord and continue to trust him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Mary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord. We prayed earlier for those who've been diagnosed with COVID, and well, your family hasn't been diagnosed with COVID, but just the symptoms. And so, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that every symptom, hallelujah, any small symptoms, any great symptoms, rendered null and void right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the whole atmosphere of the house and everyone in it, hallelujah, is full of healing right now. And that healing takes place immediately in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think of Lindo, as tall as he is, big, strong man, you know, I thank God that he is back strong again, because that's been a little while now. Amen. So we thank God. Praise God. Thank you again for sharing. Amen. Okay, so we got Minister Rachel and we got Sister Joanne. Praise God. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi. I'm going to be reading Isaiah 61.
Okay.
And after that, may you please pray for my daughter's arm, Renesha.
Okay.
Is your left arm, Renesha?
It's his arm.
Her left arm, her shoulder.
It's an old injury that I used to have when I fell off the scooter.
You know, she's been having a problem. But I'm going to read Daddy God's word first.
Okay.
Okay. Because she's taking care of herself right now. Okay. The heading of in my Bible says, Good Tidings of Salvation. Isaiah 61, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolation. And they shall repair the waste city, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord,
loveth judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adoreth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
and
you,
I know
Lord.
He touched
Hallelujah.
And everyone who's hurting too right now, as he had me to read that and declare it in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And her shoulder feeling better now? Is that what you're saying?
How
do your
shoulder feel?
It feels a little bit normal.
She said it feels a little bit normal. Thank you, God. I'm ready
right.
to feel a lot normal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because Daddy God completes it.
Hallelujah. Were we touching agreement? Hallelujah, the word has gone into her arm, all in her shoulder, and even gone back into the past where it first started at. In Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus, healing it completely and totally and for good in the name of Jesus, that it won't come back again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Or it won't go to anybody else. But most of us go into the dry places never to return. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you much for sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Joanne, hallelujah. Welcome, Sister Joanne. You got your mute on, Sister Joanne?
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year's to you and your mom and all the saints that's on the line.
Amen. Thank you.
I come with a testimony that what God did for me last year and this year.
All right.
You was talking about the rent. What a coincidence. And when I went to see my manager, and he said, Joanne, when was that? Last Friday. I went down to talk to him because, I don't go too much out in the cold. So I happened to go. My niece took me. She drove me down there, and she brought me back. She waited for me. So when I got down there, I had to sign some papers. So I signed the papers, and then he said, we lowering your rent. I said, what? You lowering my rent? I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. You lowering my rent. Everybody else, you saying everybody else rent went up, but my rent went down. And I said, God, you are God. You are God, and I thank him, and I praise him, and I give you glory. And I give him honor what he's going to do in 2022.
Thank
so
you,
I just
Lord.
Thank him. And I call in just to tell you how good God is. He done it for me. He'll do it for the rest of our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I stand on God's word today, the 66 books of the Bible. From generation to revelation. From generation to revelation. So I thank him what he's going to do and what he's about to do in the saints' life this year in 22. So I just want to call in that if he can lower my rent, he can lower everybody else's rent.
Amen.
Mr. Kinsey, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
And I hear the word saying, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm going to leave you with that. I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Amen. And we know, you know, it's like somehow God's going to take care of it. He's either going to lower it or he's going to take care of it. So one way or another, it's in God's hands. And so we give God all the glory. Hallelujah. We thank him for that testimony. So, amen. Well, I know we're almost at one. I'm gonna read my devotional. It's kind of short. And then, hallelujah. And welcome to those who just joined us. So good to have you here, Minister Carrie. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. And everybody else on the line. This has been a wonderful time of tag team preaching, testimonies. This has been a great day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm giving mine today, and the scripture is from Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you, Lord. This promise provides a feast of encouragement, offering you prosperity, hope, and a blessed future. Because the world is so fractured and full of pain, people tend to think dark thoughts and feel hopeless about the future. Unless you stay alert, you are vulnerable to such thoughts and feelings too. This makes you easy prey for the adversary, the devil, who prowls about like a roaring lion seeking one to devour. I give my body on the cross, this is the Lord talking, I give my body on the cross to provide eternal nourishment for you. But the evil one wants to devour you. The contrast is crystal clear and stakes are immeasurably high. Mankind has a ferocious appetite for finding out what the future will bring. Astrologers and capitalize on this lust to peer into secret things, things that belong to me. However, to feast on me, you must live in the present moment. This is where you can encounter me and enjoy my presence. As you come to the table of my delight, be sure to bring your fork of trust and your spoon of thankfulness. Take plenty of time enjoying me, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Hallelujah. And that came from my devotional, 40 Days with Jesus, Celebrating His Presence by Sarah Young. Amen. She's the author of Jesus Calling. Hallelujah. I think I'm on my... let's see, 2, 4, 6. I'm on my 8th reading of 40 Days with Jesus. Hallelujah. I couldn't stop after 40 days. I kept going back again and kept seeing more and more about what the Lord is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of the words that came forth. Pastor Mom started us off with Psalm 23.
She did such an excellent job from memory. Praise God. And then Minister Joy, empty your suitcases. Hallelujah. From John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Leave the past behind and make room for the new things. Make room for the blessings that God has for us. Minister Amber, use your gifts to bless our ultimate gift giver. James 1, 17. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, and the purpose of the gift is to glorify God and use them to show how wonderful God is. Amen. Then we had Minister Faye, who gave us a testimony about Emmanuel, God with us, and a testimony of how she went through a pain in her stomach and ended up having a little surgery over it, and then God just healed her really through the prayer, prayer for her, and just took care of everything for her, her finances, and just put every order. Hallelujah. Her body and her finances. And we thank God for that. And then we had, I'm going to go out of order a little bit, Minister Mary. Her testimony was how the Lord has brought us through 2020 and 2021 through COVID. Her son was healed of COVID. She couldn't go to Ohio and see him, but she had a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. That by this time tomorrow, by the next day, that he would be a lot better. Even after being on the floor and the paramedics wouldn't take him to the hospital. But God, hallelujah, amen. And she talked about things being easy because the Lord's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. And just trusting in the Lord. And then Pastor Mark talked to us about that there is no rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2 and verse, solid rock I stand. Hallelujah. We were so in such one accord that I had that song queued up, waiting on it. Didn't even know it myself. Praise God. And then Pastor Price talked about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And how he's been so good in his unfailing love. And how he's extended his goodness to her and her family even through 2021. Amen. And then Psalm 136, his mercy endures forever. Glory to God. Then we heard from Minister Rachel, Isaiah 61 and verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And what I didn't say was the Lord has had me memorizing that, but from Luke 4 and 18, that's been so on my heart. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's had me singing it and memorizing it. And he's been ministering to me about that scripture. So I was so blessed by that. Amen. And then as she read through Isaiah 61, the whole Isaiah 61, her daughter's arm began to feel much better, and we give God praise for that. So Joanne shared with us a testimony of how the Lord has lowered her rent. In a time where people are raising rent, the Lord had her landlord to call her and lower her rent. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we thank God for his word today, for his goodness, for all that he's done today. I know, and then what I talked about was from Jeremiah 29:11, how the Lord has plans for us, and he has great plans for us, and all we need to do is just stay in his presence. And we'll see those plans manifested in 2022. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close today, we want to pray the prayer of salvation. We know from John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And then God let us know how we can be saved. And in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe that God is who he says he is, that Jesus, that he said Jesus the way he said he did, with love, hallelujah, for us. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer for the first time with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. If you repeat it after us and you've been born again, then you're just in training to be able to pray that prayer with somebody else anytime, any place, so that they may be saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and command you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that he will fill you to overflowing with his holy and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, hallelujah, power to do right, in Jesus' name. And we invite you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699, hallelujah, amen. And so you can learn more about the word of God, hallelujah. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm your apostolic pastor in the name of Jesus. Okay, on Mondays we have our Bible teaching with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro from Ohio, and that's at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She's an excellent teacher. She teaches us how to dig into the word of God as she digs into the word of God. Amen. And that's at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. So we don't open up the lines on that day. You can just put your headset on and listen to a good word being taught in Jesus' name. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory to God, where we pray in tongues for about an hour, and we have volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. So they come on, they pray in tongues, we all listen for an interpretation. After the prayer goes forth, then we release the interpretation that God has given to us. And it is so totally awesome that we're all over the country, and some of us are getting the exact same scripture because God is moving by his Spirit. So that's Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, or the second Wednesday of every month, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. Hallelujah. And so God heals during that time. Actually, he lets us know some of the ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, and what he reveals, he does heal. And people experience awesome healing during those broadcasts. So let your friends, let your family know.
If you're going through something, please call in. We'll be together again on Wednesday, the second Wednesday in January, and that is Wednesday, January the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. Now, this month is our special month, and what we're doing is we're having Prophecy Month. So the first month of every year for, I think it's been about 6 or 7 years now, we have people who come on who have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. For the current year. So these people who are going to come on, they have a word for 2022. That first Thursday, we have Evangelist Janie Sims. She's just a fire on fire. I would say a firecracker, but that's not enough. She's on fire for the Lord. All of them are. Praise God. So this Thursday, we'll have Evangelist Janie Sims. On the next Thursday, we'll have Bishop Aaron McClary. He's on fire, too. Hallelujah. And then on the 20th, we have what I'm calling, I call it Apostle Kizzy and Prophetic Voice. So we're going to have ones who are going to bring the word for 2020, and it's almost like a tag team prophecy. So they'll have about 5 minutes to release the word that God has given to them for 2020. I will say to you, I've talked to some people about it. We still have room for more. If the Lord has given you a word for 2020, please text me and let me know, for 2022, excuse me. Please text me and let me know. And we can put you on that broadcast. Hallelujah. So if you have a word, about a five-minute word, you can release it on the broadcast on January the 20th. Just let me know you want to be in on it, and you can. Hallelujah. And as I said before, what the Lord is doing is he wants people to have an opportunity to use those gifts, as Minister Amber said. We have gifts, and he doesn't want us to just sit on those gifts. Amen. He wants us to use the gifts that he has given to us. Hallelujah. So that'll be the 20th. So please let me know. Amen. I want to say, don't make me have to come get you. But just text me, okay? Amen. And let me know that you have a word. We'll put you on the program. And then on the 27th, okay, you know we have our very dear Pastor Price, who's going to be giving us a word, sharing a word for 2022 on the 27th, amen, of January. Praise God. And that our Thursday night edition is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699. So I want to thank all of you for being here with us today. We just bless God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And I can't tell you how much I got blessed by so many of you bringing the word today. Just such a blessing. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom, who is so alert today. Glory to God. Pastor Mom's going to close us out with a comment. You're going to comment first and a word of prayer.
Well, I think today was the best day I ever had for preaching.
Amen. It's the best day. Glory to God.
Yeah, I thank everybody for being nice and having everything. My brother, my son.
Amen.
And you
got to hear your son and two daughters today.
And two daughters.
Amen. And the other one was in the background cheering us on. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Thank you. So may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, once again, everybody, happy new year to everybody. Amen. This year has started off really wonderful by his spirit because he started it off. And so we love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.